Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
We closed this short trading week with a short trading day. Markets closed at noon Central Time in observance of the July 4th holiday, which would be tomorrow. Markets, of course, close tomorrow. We'll not open back up until Monday morning, so we'll take the night off Sunday night and return to the markets 8:30 a.m. on Monday morning. The one bright spot today were the wheat futures. Of course, wheat's been selling off for quite some time, really since the 1st of May. We've gone from about $8.55 in that July Kansas City down to as low as $6.75. They closed today around 6.97, so that's quite a good rally off the lows for the July wheat. We didn't quite see a rally like that in the September and December. They only closed up 5 to 6 cents. But if you look at a chart going back on a daily chart, you can see that there's a 50% retracement from the high at the 1st of May to the low this morning would be about $7.70. So there's a 50-day moving average up there, about $7.60, plus all those retracement levels. There's considerable room for the upside. After harvest, you know, seasonally, this time of year at harvest is the seasonal low for prices. So maybe prices will turn up as we go into late summer, early fall.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
We kicked off this morning with an export sales report. We're expecting 300,000 to 450,000 for wheat. Came in at 567,000, so a bit on the positive side. Corn, old crop, looking for 200 to 350. Came in at 291, right in the middle of the range. New crop corn was expected 300 to 450. Came in at 475, so a bit on the top side. Beans, old crop, 0 to 150,000, came in at 40,600 metric tons. New crop, 0 to 150,000, came in at 431,000. So really kind of on the bullish side of that. We did have USDA announcement of 176,000 metric tons of corn sold to Egypt for the 14 and 15 crop year. And then Informa estimates the 14-15 corn crop to be 13.731 billion bushels with the yield of 165. And then the soybean production of 3.7 billion bushels with a yield of 44.5.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, August live cattle were up $2.67 at 155 even. August feeders were up $1.42 at 217.62. And July lean hogs were up 92 cents at 131.72. In the grains, Kansas City July wheat was up 14 cents at 697 even. Chicago July corn was down 1.5 cents at 417 even. And July soybeans were off 4.75 cents at 1387.75. In the cotton markets, July cotton was down 47 points and closed at 76.22 cents per pound. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.